Okay, good morning. It's great to see you all here, and I'm so glad you've come along this morning. I'm Jess, and I don't know lots of your names, but hopefully I will do in time. Now, can you remember what letter we were on last week? Yeah, go on. T, and can you believe it? We're stuck on T again. We're still on T. And our word this week, it's actually two words, and it's tell others. Tell others. That's our word this week. Okay, so we could just go into the next slide. Now, I wonder who was the first person to tell you about Jesus? So we're thinking about telling others about Jesus. Just think in your minds. Go on, you tell me who. God. Okay. Was there? That's a good answer, yeah. But sometimes maybe it was your mum or your dad, or maybe it was a friend at school, or maybe it was your granny, or maybe it was Pastor Graham. I wonder who was the first person to tell you about Jesus. And how many times have you heard about Jesus since? I was trying to think, and I can't even count how many times I've heard about Jesus. But imagine if you had never, ever heard. Imagine if no one had ever told you what Jesus did so you could know the real God. Isn't that a horrible, horrible thought? Now, in the Bible, if we put the next slide up, there's a verse and it says the only way we can believe in Jesus is if somebody first tells us about him. Shall we read it? It says, "And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?" How can they believe if they've never heard about Jesus? And how can they hear without someone preaching, without someone telling them? Now, I've got a story I want to tell you. It's a true story. If we go on to the next slide. I love stories. Now, this man is called Eric Liddell. And Eric Liddell went to school in Edinburgh. We all know Edinburgh, don't we? Yeah. And Eric Liddell's mum and dad, they were missionaries in China. So China's a different country. And when Eric was little, he grew up in China. Now, who knows what a missionary is? Go on, Hannah. That's great. Yes, yeah, someone who goes to a different part of the world. That's often what we think of when we think of a missionary, to tell them about Jesus. And that's right. In China, at that time, there were many villages and they'd never heard. There's boys and girls like you, they'd never even heard of Jesus. And they were worshipping statues, not the real God. They couldn't hear. They couldn't save them. And so Eric's mum and dad went to China, into the villages, to tell them that Jesus had come to give us new hearts so that we can know God. They went to tell people who had never, ever heard. But when Eric was a boy, he was sent from China all the way to Edinburgh to go to school with his big brother, Robert. And while Eric was at school, he got really good at running. Now, I'm sure everyone can think, my little brother can tell me who is the fastest in his class. In fact, he's got a whole list of who, you know, the order of who's fastest at running. And I'm sure you can think, who's the fastest at running in my class? Now, when Eric was at university, he was so good at running that after university, they asked him to go to the Olympics. The Olympics. To run in the Olympics. And he went to the Olympics in Paris and he ran. And he got a gold medal. In fact, he got two medals, a gold medal and a bronze medal. Isn't that amazing? He was famous. Everyone in Scotland knew him. He was a hero. But you know what? Over time, after this, God started speaking to Eric. What about the people in China? Those villages that people still haven't reached and they still haven't told them about Jesus. What about those people, Eric? And even though Eric could have been rich, even though he was famous, he left it all because he wanted to go and tell others about Jesus. And he went to China and he worked, he got married to a girl and he worked in China and they told people about Jesus. And war broke out and his wife and the children had to leave, but Eric stayed and he told people about Jesus. And he even got put in prison. But in prison still, he told people about Jesus. And do you know what? The next picture, the people of China were so grateful for what Eric had done telling them about Jesus that actually in China there's this statue. That's Eric Little. They've done a statue of Eric. They are so grateful for him coming and telling them about Jesus. And there's lots of Christians today in China from his work and other missionaries too. Now, do you remember our Bible verse? Do you remember it in Romans? How can people hear unless someone tells them? Now, I wonder, who can you be telling about Jesus? Who is there that you know that you think, you know, I could tell them about Jesus? Someone at school, someone on your street. Who can you tell? And maybe when you grow up, God might whisper to you, I want you to go somewhere different, a country where they've never heard. Or maybe God would have you stay here in Scotland, because do you know what? There's lots of people here in Scotland who still need to know about Jesus. But wherever we are, me and you and mums and dads and grandmas and granddads, this is God's plan. This is how people are going to believe, because we tell them about Jesus, telling others about Jesus. Think you remember those two words? Tell others. Great, you've listened so well. Thank you.